Aham Brahmasmi. That means realizing Aham. That Aham, Brahman, I am Brahman. So what's your question?
Does everybody have the form, in the spiritual form in Goloka Vrindavan? Because I heard that Jiva Goswami mentioned somewhere in Siddhartha that Vaikuntha considered to be like spiritual condition. It's like a condition, a snake soul condition, in relation to Vrindavan. I mean, Vrindavan is a higher destination for everybody.
Every Vaishnav, every jiva or sadhaka, practitioner of a person, God as a person oriented conception of God, Vaishnavism. Vaishnavism means worshippers of Vishnu in his various and limited forms. Vishnu is also Krishna, Vishnu is also Ram, etc. They're one in tattva, there's just a difference in taste, ras, taste and ras. Otherwise, Vishnu is Krishna, Krishna is Vishnu. They're one in tattva, they're all Bhagavan. But the sadhaka jivas, the jivas that take up spiritual life to worship Vishnu in his various forms, or the personal form of Godhead, each and every one of them, they have those sadhakas, they have a spiritual form somewhere in Vaikuntha. Some may be in Goloka Vrindavan, very, very few. Can't say, there's no numbers given. But it's definitely not said anywhere that every jiva has his spiritual body is in Goloka Vrindavan or Brajagokul, Nandagram, Varsana, or Dwarka, Vrindavan, or Mathura. Millions and millions and billions of sadhakas in the universe, their destiny will be to go to Vaikuntha. I've never seen anything different in Shastra.
I just heard from my English lecture.
Whatever, I it's not in any of the books that I've ever read. Everything should be verified by Shastra Praman. You know, are the authorities. In other words, if someone is speaking, then his basis of authority is not his him. His basis of authority is whom he's representing. It's like the policeman, when he puts on his uniform, and he's representing the government and that locality. But if he's on vacation somewhere in another country in his bathing suit, he can't stand up and say, "I'm a policeman, listen to me." Say, "Who are you? You're a tourist. You're just bathing on the beach. You know, you're here in Russia on the Baltic Sea, sea bathing on a vacation, and you're a policeman in India. So you go home, put on your..." Even a policeman here, if he's walking down the street with his gym shorts on and running track, "I'm a policeman." "Who are you?" No one's going to listen to him. Well, when he puts on his uniform and his badge and his and everything and his gun, and everyone's going to listen pretty good. So he has authority. So if we're speaking, we should be able to... It should be really... We shouldn't say anything that's not verifiable by our Mahajans. Principally, the Mahajans are, of course, the Shruti Smriti Puran, and then the Six Goswami's writings, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Narata, and Vishwanath. These are the recognized authorities for all of our Tattva Siddhanta and the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Everyone accepts. Anybody can say anything, but that doesn't mean it's correct. You may have a big position or a big title. You may be a big sannyasi or a big babaji or big whomever. "Oh, so-and-so said..." Well, that's very good, but where does it come from? Jiva Goswami didn't say that. Rupa Goswami didn't say it. It doesn't say that in the Bhagavatam. So, how to say. Other question? Pranavallava? No, Pranavallava? Pranavallava, yeah. There's so many. Your name is Pranavallava? Yeah, I was calling you Pranavishnu. You're Pranavallava. That's classic. Krishna's everywhere. He's in every vibration and every sensation. In every place and in every nation. In destruction and creation. Krishna's not Russian, he's not Asian. He's the beginning of everything. So we want to find Krishna everywhere. Krishna says, oh, you're drinking water. What is he saying in Gita? What is Krishna saying in Gita?
I am the taste of water.
I am the taste of water. So, are we tasting Krishna or tasting Bisleri? Well, this Bisleri is good. Or this Perrier's water, whatever, some good mountain water, whatever. No, this Krishna water is good. They should have a company called Krishna Water. Rasoham Apsukam. It's Ras. Krishna says, Rasoham. Aham, I am Ras. Krishna says, Rasoham Apsukanteya. Hey Kunti, hey Kanteya. Who's the mother of Arjuna?
Kunti.
Yeah.
Put your ringtone on again. You need a little soundtrack. Kunti. So how do you say the son of in Sanskrit? Teya. So Kunteya means Kuntiya. Follow. Krishna is saying Rasoham Apsu Kunteya. It's another way. Krishna is also reminding him. Remember, don't be weak in the knees, Arjuna, because your mother's powerful. You're the son of, you're the putra of Kunti. She's the greatest chaste lady, so powerful, so submissive, so intelligent, so chaste to her husband. So be valorous, be courageous, stand up for Dharma and fight. So he's saying, Rasoham Apsu, water. I am the Ras. So water has Ras. Ras means flavor, taste, experience, thrill, satisfaction, feeling. This is Ras. So Krishna says, of sound vibrations, I am Ah. Ah. So he is sound. He's sound. So you hear ding dong, ding dong. Oh, Krishna is this way. Ding dong, ding dong. So many. And then some of the ringtones, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. So that's Krishna. That's obvious. It's obvious. No one has to explain it. This is Krishna. The Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. But it's ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. Oh, that's Krishna. What's the difference? Consciousness. The Krishna conscious person, he hears Krishna everywhere, he sees Krishna everywhere. Krishna's in separation from Radharani. He's waiting to Kunj for Radharani to come. And he hears Radharani's ankle bells. Oh, my Priyaji has come. My Praneshri has come. And he runs out of the kunja looking. Radharani kaha, Radhika kaha, where is my Radharani? I heard her ankle bells, she must be just near. But was it Radharani's ankle bells? No. It was the leaves in the trees. The leaves in the trees were moving in the breeze. And is making this sound which made Krishna go crazy. So he was hearing Radharani's ankle bell in tree leaves. Ankle bells. It's like we have a wind chime out there. You know, when the wind blows, it goes ding dong ding. Go, you can go, make a good thing. Go. Do some seva. Just, you know, there's a little tail on it, a little thing hanging down. You just pull it lightly. And the wind blows sometimes, certain seasons. So now we're going to have a quiz now. Hey, close the door. So what is that? What is that?
Sweet sound.
Yes, you're right. I like straight speakers. It's sweet sound. She's just being straight, not being anything more. But someone on a high consciousness, not me, or maybe you, I can't say, but he might hear that. He might hear that sound. Oh, Radha's come. She's outside my kutir. It's Radharani's ankle bells. Maybe it's her bangles. You know, and then he goes out, and he's so much anticipating that, and he just looks out there and he sees Radharani. Like Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri Leela. During Rath Yatra, then Jagannath stops, you know, some halfway down or so. He stops at a place called Mosima Mandir. It's like there's Jagannath Mandir, and then you go down some towards Chaitanya Mat, whatever it is, that where Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was born, that place, Chaitanya Gaudiya Mat, and further, finally Gundicha. So down near there, not very far, some far, Jagannath stops at Mosima Mandir. Mosima means his mother-in-law or something like that. You know, his grandmother or something like that. Grandmother. So Jagannath stops at his grandmother's mandir. Then grandmother comes out and gives him a big feast because he's going on a big ride. So then they make all kinds of offerings there. So Lord Chaitanya was dancing and Lord Jagannath was going to eat that big feast and rest for some time and not go anymore. So Lord Chaitanya went into Jagannath Vallabha mandir. Jagannath Vallabha Bagicha, the garden there, big garden near the Rathiatra Grand Road. Cart was just outside. And he's wandering around, and suddenly he didn't hear the ankle bells of Krishna because he's in Radha's Mahabhav separation, but he smelled the beautiful fragrance of Krishna's body, that musk, kasturi, and kaphar. It's a mixture of blue, of lotus, and sandalwood and kaphar and kasturi all mixed together. So fragrant and so herbal and so attractive and intoxicating, head spinning and exciting. And smelling, as soon as you smell it, Krishna's here. I'm just chasing that fragrance like a mad deer, like a mad musk deer. There's one, a male type of deer that lives in the forest. That's where we get kasturi. Kasturi means musk. It's the navel of the male, this wild, I don't know, deer or ox or some kind of animal, like deer or something, a beast type, four-legged. His navel, he gives off some fragrance. It's called musk, some oil. And in certain seasons, maybe it's to do with mating season, I don't know, but he secretes this kind of oil, like sandalwood oil, like that type. But it's called musk oil, kasturi. You've heard of kasturi, musk? Very deep herbal. It's very costly. I mean, real musk costs about, one bottle costs about 1 lakh, a little bottle like that. I mean, you know, it's very hard to get. I don't know if they cut out the navel or it falls out or they, I don't know what they do. You know, the real thing, there's all kinds of chemical musk. Yeah, any story you can find, fake, imitating the scent. But when he smells that, he goes crazy. He's running all around. Where is that? He doesn't know the smell is from himself. And he's running all around trying. This is an analogy. So Lord Chaitanya in Radha's Bhav, he smells this musk and kasturi musk camphor of Krishna's divine body, transcendental form. So he's running everywhere, chasing after that divine, all attractive fragrance and smell. Running this way, that way, and all of a sudden he sees under this tamal tree, there's Krishna standing there in threefold bending form. And he runs, oh, and Radha's Bhava, and Radharani's moving, oh my Shama, oh my Pranath, and runs to embrace then Krishna disappears. It's only a spurti, it's a vision. Lord Chaitanya collapses on the ground. So this is the sense experience of God or the liberated soul. He'll hear a ringtone and think it's Krishna's flute, or we're just hypothetically speaking of and giving examples from Shastra of how the elevated souls, everything is connected. Every sound vibration is connected to Krishna, Radha and Krishna or Leela. Every sound vibration, every visual, every tree, everything they see is connected to the Radha and Krishna's Leelas. This is in the high states of the Bhav. So it's called Udipan. Udipan means excitant. Udipan. That element, that vastur, that element, that rising of the full moon on the Sharad Purnima, Krishna sees, oh, it's red, and it's, when the moon first comes up, it's a little bit reddish in color. Have you ever seen? Orangey type, red, different, depends on the kind of air pollution or whatever, but it's different places, orange, red. And then Krishna thinks like some lady, she's white, cheeks are kind of fair, golden, and she maybe put some red color there. You know, they have makeup or all these cosmetics like this. Like they do on the deity of Shamsan or Radharani. The pujaris take a little of this kumkum and they take a little bit of ghee and then they, very little bit, and they rub. Have you ever done pujari work? And they rub and it gets a little glow, a little red glow to Radharani. Rosy cheeks. Like that. You see? And it looks very nice. So then, that makes very much happy for the husband. The lover, the husband, becomes very happy to see his wife's looking so colorful and bright and excited, like look in her eyes and cheeks like that. So when Krishna, he looks out the palace and Nandagram, and because the full moon time of the month, Purnima time of the month, because the moon rises at different times, just like now, I sleep on the veranda, the moon is rising about 4 a.m. You see, the moon comes up, and it gets up a little bit like that, then the sun comes up and then the moon disappears. You can't see. The little tiny moon. It's like, tonight will be Amavasya. Midnight. No moon. So, but in full moon time, it's about 8:30 in the evening. And many times you must have fasted on the Sringa Chaturdasi, till moonrise. You know, it's, what time is it? It's in 7:30, 8 o'clock, moon's coming out, Lord Chaitanya's appearance. Because full moon rises about that time. Because it changes each day, it goes like later. So when Lord Krishna saw the rising moon about 8:30 looking out of his palace, he saw the red. He didn't say, the moon is red. He said, that reminds me of Radharani's face, her beautiful, glowing, soothing, cooling Chandramukhi Radha and that little red coloring. And as soon as I'm not seeing the moon, I'm seeing the face of Radharani. And I'm getting excited. This is an udipan. This is an excitant or stimulant to move my heart, to agitate and disturb my heart. And then it comes anubhavas. You know, there's a vibhav. And then there's anubhavas. And then sattvikbhav. And he starts moving, runs out, plays his flute, calls everyone. So this is that's why they say Vrindavan is such an inspiration for Krishna Bhakti, or Braja Bhakti, because this is Braj. The Braja Duli, the dust of Vrindavan, the clouds, the moon, the cows, the peacocks, the parrots, what's left of them, if you can find any anywhere. Now it's just cars and temples and rickshaws and buildings and elevators and shops, and it's really gone wild. Not wild, but quote unquote, it was wild, now it went civilized. It was wild, natural, nature, wild nature, now it's civilized. I think that's it. Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.